Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Colette Marshall. I'm Worldwide Brands Business Development Manager. I'm sitting in for both Rob Cowie and Chris Malta. You know, part of successful product sourcing is understanding how much inventory to source and how often. A lack of inventory planning will result in surplus merchandise, forced discounts, and lost profits. Today we're talking to Ted Herbert, Principal of Herbert & Associates, who will be sharing some of the good practices he's learned in his more than 25 years of experience in inventory management. Ted, welcome to the show. I apologize if I said your last name incorrectly.
No, you got it right, Colette. Thank
Great.
You, and thank you for asking me to be on the program.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on. We know inventory management for our customers, as well as many online retailers out there, is a big concern, and it's something online retailers should really understand. You know, how significant an issue is inventory management from your perspective?
Well, if you think about the structure of a business, and you even think of it from a financial perspective in terms of a balance sheet, inventory is the biggest asset. It ties up the biggest chunk of cash. It tends to consume cash very easily. Inventory is also what I call the active asset amongst all the other assets that any business may have. Inventory is going to be the one that generates the sales, that generates the gross margin dollars, that generates the profit. And it's also when an e-business company gets into trouble, it oftentimes is what the source of the trouble is. The trouble being that cash starts to get tight. And oftentimes when cash is tight, you see situations where there's simply too much inventory. And it's robbing a business of the flexibility that it needs financially, but also operationally to do the things that it needs to do to grow the business.
Yeah, that's such a great point, and I'm sure there's many retailers out there who could definitely benefit from learning a little bit more about inventory management. Many may think that inventory is a good thing, however. They might say that you can't do business without it, but you seem to be saying that too much inventory is a bad thing.
Absolutely. It ties up a lot of cash, like I mentioned, but it also starts to erode a lot of other business fundamentals. Too much inventory, when it hangs around, gets shop-worn, and starts to run up against the end of a particular selling season, only leads to increased markdowns. And markdowns really rob an e-business of gross margin dollars. Gross margin dollars are those critical dollars that are needed to pay the bills and to grow the business. But there's a longer-term, more insidious impact as well. And that is that it begins to destroy price integrity, and it robs customers of a sense of urgency about the business. Customers are pretty smart, and they come to understand that when there's a lot of inventory and they see a lot of markdown activity, that inventory is not going anywhere. And they learn in your business that they don't need to respond immediately, that if they wait you out, that the price will come down. And what you end up doing is you end up trading earlier fuller margin sales for later markdown sales, where you may be selling the unit, but you're not selling the unit and getting as much cash for that unit as you might have otherwise earlier. So too much inventory is what I call a necessary evil in any e-business or retailing environment. You've got to have it to do business. I mean, unless you can find some way to drop ship everything directly from your manufacturers, which, in most cases is not workable. But too much of it can really begin to erode business fundamentals as time goes along.
Right. You know, this is also for the retailers out there listening. Market research is key. When you identify what kind of products to sell, getting an idea of how fast that product is going to sell will give you an idea of how to control your inventory and to keep, so you don't have issues of inventory turnover, and always consider that gross margin.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the critical tools a retailer needs for managing inventory?
Well, in working with my clients, the two basics that I like to make sure that are in place are a cash flow plan and an open to buy plan. A cash flow plan, the reason that somebody might call me in and ask for assistance is that they're finding that their inventory is getting heavier, their markdowns are getting to be a little out of control, or perhaps even that they are tight with cash. But it all starts with cash. As I said earlier, inventory chews up such a large portion of a retailer or an e-business asset base. So it's important to understand what's going on with that cash. And a cash flow plan takes into the big picture of the business, not just the inventory, but all of the other things that are going on from a cash perspective. And then the open to buy really is managing a subset of that cash flow. It's managing the expenditures that a business is making for inventory.
So can you expand on that a little bit more? And how can they use these two plans to really manage that inventory? Can you give kind of an example?
Well, let's start talking about a little bit more in depth about a cash flow plan, because I really do think it's pretty critical. A cash flow plan is basically a rolling budget. Sometimes it's called a roll forward budget, where you have a starting cash balance. You know what your planned receipts are. That's the form of cash coming into the business through sales. And you've got budgets set up for all of the expenditures, whether it's expenditures to pay for product, if there's payroll involved, any utilities, if you've got a brick-and-mortar presence, or any other expenditures associated with the business. And at the end of the month, or a week in some larger organizations, but at the end of the month, you've got a projected cash flow balance. And in the course of creating a cash flow plan on a monthly basis, you can go through and see exactly where your projected shortfalls are, where your expenditures are, and you've also established on a monthly basis a series of benchmarks. So as you go forward, you have a means of measuring where you are falling short, where you are making your budget. You have a means of recognizing that you are going to fall short in some months, and that specific action is necessary to get you back on plan.
That's such a great point. I mean, that's where you can identify times of the year where you can maybe change what you're selling on your e-commerce site, because that sells better in that time of the year, and you need that to be able to get more cash flow going for you, because you've identified that as a critical time.
Well, for people that are selling on the web, running an e-business, inventory is even a greater percentage of the overall operating budget. And so oftentimes when the cash flow plan is not coming in, when they're deviating from the plan, it's because of the expenditures for inventory are breaking plan. And a cash flow plan is one tool for quickly identifying that the payables for the inventory is getting a little bit out of control. And there are different things that can be done, but you can quickly identify if you need to try to negotiate some extended terms or that you've actually got to cut back. The open-to-buy plan helps you identify that you're getting too much inventory in, and specifically where that inventory is getting a bit heavy. But from a cash flow perspective, it helps you manage the payables piece of that portion that you actually have to pay back to vendors, and identifies that maybe, you know, in a short-term situation, if things are getting a little bit tighter, even if you're projecting a negative cash flow position in a month or two, it tells you that you need, at an early point, when you have the most leverage with your vendors, that you need to push back on them and try to get some extended terms, extended dating, whatever it might be, in order to get yourself back into an appropriate cash position.
That's such a great point. You know, you mentioned again open to buy. You know, can you go into a little bit more detail on how this works? It sounds like a great little buzzword. What exactly is it?
Well, it is a buzzword, and yet it's also a very, very important tool. So at a high level, an open to buy is something that's specifically related to retail merchandise. It's something that is specifically addresses the needs of retailers. And it's a tool. It's a budget. It's a budget that that starts with a planning process, and it's future-oriented, and it provides guidance on how much to buy. And it, all like any good budget, it provides benchmarks. And it is a financial tool. Oftentimes, open to buys, most often, are done in retail dollars as the unit of measure. Very rarely do you see it in terms of actual selling units, occasionally. Sometimes you see it in cost dollars. But most of the time it's in the retail dollars that is how it's denominated. And because it is a financial budget, it does relate back, not necessarily directly, but indirectly, to a cash flow plan and to the financial performance of the company. And it's also something that's flexible. An open-to-buy typically is maintained at a department classification or subclassification level.
Ted, I definitely would love to come back on this, so please keep that thought, but it is time for a break.
Okay.
Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, learn about upcoming trade shows in your area, and find spotlighted suppliers that you can use in your e-biz. We'll continue learning more with Ted Hilbert when we return. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Introducing doityourselfaudio.com, the fast and easy way to add your own voice or audio on the internet in minutes for business or for fun. Listening to audio on the internet is getting more and more popular. Now, with doityourselfaudio.com, it's fast and easy for you to add your own voice or audio to your websites or use it to send audio emails. It's simple and easy. All you need to do is log on to doityourselfaudio.com. Provide us with your name and email address, and then you'll be given a phone number and a PIN access code. Call up the number, record your message, and hang up. Within seconds, you'll have an audio link on the internet with a recording you just made. It's simple and fast. There are no programs to download or equipment to order. Try it right now and hear yourself on the internet. Visit doityourselfaudio.com. That's doityourselfaudio.com.
Send your press release over the wire yourself and save. PR Newswire, the global leader in news and information distribution, understands the challenges of small business owners. So they've put together a free PR toolkit to help you send out your own press release over the wire. Just like the big guys, log on to senditoutoverthewire.com and get free press release writing tips and distribution information. PR Newswire directly delivers your press release to all the major media outlets, like the Associated Press, newspapers, TV and radio, and to over 3,600 websites like Yahoo, MSN, and AOL. Your press release is then accessible to millions, including journalists and general consumers. In addition, this network is offering a free annual subscription to PR Newswire, a $125 value for free. Learn more at senditoutoverthewire.com. That's senditoutoverthewire.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.